A consistent prophetic call. Latter-day prophets have consistently testified of the power and impact of the Book of Mormon in the lives of Heavenly Father's children. Through the past half century, church members have heard admonitions like these. President David O. McKay, 1873 to 1970. I testify to you that the Book of Mormon is truly the Word of God, that communication between earth and heaven has been opened up again, and that the true way of the Lord has been revealed to men on earth, showing the means by which all needful knowledge and blessings may be received by every true believer in Christ. Marks pointing to authenticity of the Book of Mormon, Instructor, October 1952, page 318. President Joseph Fielding Smith, 1876 to 1972. No member of this church can stand approved in the presence of God who has not seriously and carefully read the Book of Mormon. In Conference Report, October 1961, page 18. President Harold B. Lee, 1899 to 1973. It has always seemed to me that the words of the prophet Joseph Smith in Counsel to the Brethren, impressing the value of the Book of Mormon, gave greater significance than many of us attach to them. His statement was, I told the brethren that the Book of Mormon was the most correct of any book on earth, and the keystone of our religion, and a man would get nearer to God by abiding by its precepts than by any other book. History of the Church, Volume 4, page 461. If one wants to get close to God, he can do it by reading the Book of Mormon. Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Harold B. Lee, 2000, page 62. President Spencer W. Kimball, 1895 to 1985. The Book of Mormon is the Word of God. It is a powerful second witness of Christ. And certainly all true believers who love the Redeemer will welcome additional evidence of His divinity. This inspiring book was never tampered with by unauthorized translators or biased theologians, but comes to the world pure and directly from the historians and abridgers. The book is not on trial. Its readers are. The teachings of Spencer W. Kimball, page 133. President Ezra Taft Benson, 1899 to 1994. The Book of Mormon is studied in our Sunday school and seminary classes every fourth year. This four-year pattern, however, must not be followed by church members in their personal and family study. We need to read daily from the pages of the book that will get a man nearer to God by abiding by its precepts than by any other book. History of the Church, Volume 4, page 461. Flooding the Earth with the Book of Mormon, End Sign, November 1988, page 4. President Howard W. Hunter, 1907 to 1995. The Book of Mormon is the Word of God. We invite you to read this wonderful record. It is the most remarkable volume in existence today. Read it carefully and prayerfully, and as you do, God will give you a testimony of its truthfulness, as promised by Moroni. Refer to Moroni chapter 10, verse 4. The Teachings of Howard W. Hunter, page 54. End of the article, A Consistent Prophetic Call.